Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me a fantastic author, Lisa Sinney. Lisa is the author of the newly republished book, Boom. Let me tell you a tiny bit about her, and then we'll get started here. Lisa is a rock star, by the way, folks. She's humble about it, but she is the leading Alzheimer and long-term care design expert in the U.S., We're going to talk about that. In fact, Lisa, let's just jump right in and I'll explain your bio as we get going. You, my friend, are pretty big stuff. I mean, I see you on TV. I see you weighing in on all these big shows. Tell people what you do.
Well, basically, I'm a designer by training. But, you know, having grandparents that were old and, you know, my kids had six great grandparents alive at one time. So there's a lot of longevity on both sides of my family. And when you see that and you see the struggles, but you also see how they championed age and going into senior living, and that's my specialty, I noticed that we were, you know, not educating and not talking to people about everything.
Yes.
And then I had an experiment with me and my kids and my husband where I moved my mom and dad and my grandmother with Alzheimer's in with us. And I wrote a book about it, partially because my mom wanted me to talk to everybody of her friends. And I thought, I'll just write a book and then I'll have to talk to everybody. and then I found out, you know, baby boomers really didn't have access to this information either. And it's really about having choices. How do you want to live? You know, not being stuck where you have to go to senior living or you don't, but having a choice and also making sure that you're educating yourself before there's a crisis.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So my wife always comments that, you know, certain cultures around the world value the elderly. They have respect. They have honor. Mm-hmm. But in our country, not everyone shares that. Is that part of your mission through the design work that you do?
It is. I mean, I believe in multi-generational living, but I really don't think it's a lack of value for seniors. I really don't. I think there's a huge issue when we moved from the front porch in our communities to the back door.
Ooh, that's good. Tell us about that.
Well, that transitioned everyone. What you saw then was communities were more fragmented. You no longer saw your neighbors on a daily basis. Kids weren't getting disciplined by the neighbors. At least I know when I grew up, you know, I had to be on my best behavior in an Italian neighborhood around all the neighbors because they would call my mom. They would, you know, discipline us. So when you move to the backyard, things get a little bit more secret. Divorce rates also went up. So when you're not accountable, I think, to a larger community, I know I did a study over in Italy and everybody comes out of their homes down into the town every night. There's something about that. And then we also had where everybody, the big American dream was to retire to Florida or Arizona or Colorado or California or one of those coastal areas, Maine. And when the seniors did this, they disengaged from their kids, their grandkids. And then when they get older and sick and want people to visit, well, they weren't there during the important years to help support. So I don't believe it's a lack of respect for our elders. I think to a certain extent, it was created by the elders that kind of disengaged and said, I'm going to go play golf. A lot of the 55 and older communities, you're not even allowed to visit over five times if you're under a certain age.
Really? So you are blowing my mind here. By the way, our audience is weighing in. We have people from New Jersey, people from New York. Tanisha says her mom lives with her. So this is very relevant. I want to encourage anybody, listen, if you are caring for someone who's, what do you say? I want to be PC. Is it of age? I don't know. What do you?
I don't know. There's, you know, right now you can't say anything that's not PC. So I don't know. I mean, because there's ageism and all that. I mean, I think elder is a great term.
Elder,
it's
yeah.
A term of respect and wisdom. It's anyone older than you. A lot of people don't like the term senior, but it is senior living. You know, but I don't
elder.
Know.
Yeah.
Elder is great.
I like that. I like that. So if you are caring for an elder or you have a friend, tag them because you're going to learn some amazing things. The book we're talking about today is Boom. I love this second edition, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Preserving Your Freedom and Thriving as You Age in Place. And these people look active. I know we spent some time on the cover. Why did you do a book two? Is it because things have changed in the marketplace? Talk about it.
That's a great question. So the reason why I did an updated book is a lot of the technology has changed. A lot of the options. When I first did the book, I did the first ever marijuana study with 15,000 respondents on Facebook. And it was like you know, people were like really worried they were going to get tracked by the government for saying, yes, they smoked weed or whatever the deal was or ate a gummy. Now it's normal. You know,
Let's talk about that. Wow. This is edgy stuff here. So you're telling me that this is a big issue in the elder community.
Yeah. And here's the big issue is that a lot of the elders, the majority use it for sleep or pain management. So it's not to get high. Okay. And if you're telling me that as a purpose-built elder community or senior living community or 55 and older, that I no longer can have my pets and my weed, I'm not going. So, you know, our perception of how we're going to live, World War II generation, silent generation, basically did what they were told. And if they said, no, you're not allowed to bring your pet. No, you're not allowed to smoke coming here. No, you're not allowed to do this. They followed the rules. Boomers are not following the rules. They are creating new paths that are wonderful. And we're kind of breaking the system and changing, you know, where you can age, how you can age. Another thing that helped with that was portable healthcare records. Used to not really be able to move. You know, it used to be a really big deal because you didn't own your own healthcare records. And now with electronic medical records and some law changes, I can own my records, which means I can live half of the year in Florida or part of the year in Europe.
It's like self-care. You can manage it yourself now.
100% because I'm able to take it with me, which means if I'm living part of the year in France or New Zealand or wherever I want to be, I don't have to say, oh my gosh, what if I get sick and this new doctor doesn't have any of my records and there might be a crisis. So, you know, having all these little changes and tweaks or dials that have been turned have dramatically impacted in the last couple of years how people can live, where they can live, and what freedom that they can have.
Wow. This is fantastic. So let's talk a little bit more about you, the book. We're getting into some fantastic things here. Talk about the mansion because, you know, I visited you just a few weeks ago. You explained it, but I had to step in it to see it.
Yeah.
What is your vision about this mansion and how does this fit with the book and your overall mission and all that?
Yeah. Well, the mansion is a personification of the book. So when I was living with my grandmother and my parents and my kids and everybody, lots of people wanted to go through our house and see what we had done. They wanted to see all the little tips and tricks and design things. And it was really disruptive for my grandmother with Alzheimer's. She really needed that rote. And she needed to understand who was there. And we were disruptive enough, you know, with all the kids going back and forth. So what I decided to do is when she passed was have a house that I bought, about this 10,000 square foot mansion that I'm renovating. We're going to live in, and we lived in for the first 6 months and then kind of moved out to be able to, you know, got a little too dusty.
Sure.
And showcase all of the technology, anything that you could have that you should maybe ask for in senior living or that you could have aging in place. So if you think of kind of like the best house ever where you could try out a bidet toilet seat and a height adjustable cabinet and
elevator.
elevator and smart flying. Like today, Carrie, like we're doing this right now and I'm like nervous. I want to like go back and look because the elevator arrived. It's a tube, like a pneumatic tube at a bank. And that's going in three stories. And that's arriving. We're refinishing the hardwood floors today. The cabinet guys are there.
We got to talk about two things about the house. One is you showed me this amazing floor.
Yeah.
I think there's only one in the world. Talk about this because it blew my mind.
So this is by Shaw Flooring and it's called Soul Care. And if you're a fan of Harry Potter, you might not be, but in Harry Potter, there's a map where it kind of traces people's footsteps so you can see where they're at. So this is similar to that. It goes underneath the tile and the carpet and it actually tracks where people are going and how they're going. And it could tell if someone's fallen. And then you can, you know, say, hey, if somebody falls in this room, call my mom or call my daughter or call 911. It could, if I get up in the middle of the night, I could tie it to my lights in the bathroom and yeah. It could automatically turn the bathroom lights on.
So someone in a whole nother state or country
yes.
could literally be watching where mom or dad is walking and then they can see if they're okay.
100%. And then you can put alerts on this. So there's a technology, it's real simple. It's called if this, then that. So basically, if this happens, then do this. So let's say mom, normally you're watching her stuff and it doesn't take pictures of her. So there's a lot of privacy.
Infrared, like, right? Yeah.
But she normally gets up two times in the middle of the night. And you're in, let's say she's in Columbus, Ohio, and you're in Boston, right? And you're the only child or whatever, and you're worried. Well, now she's getting up five times in the middle of the night and it sends you an alert. Well, that's important. That could mean she might have had a mini stroke. She could have a UTI. She's not taking her medication. Something's wrong. And before there's a crisis where someone has to take her to the hospital, you want to get in there and figure that out. Predictive analytics with, you know, wearables, whether yeah. they're under the flooring or they're on your wrist or a hearing aid, you know, the ear is the new wrist. So predictive analytics can really change how we have crises in healthcare and especially as we age. And we know that it doesn't just affect that person. Mm-hmm. It affects the siblings. It affects the healthcare system. It affects, you know, their spouses. So it's not like, hey, mom just had a crisis and now that's it. She has to deal with it. There's a whole ecosystem yeah. that gets impacted. And yeah. if we can help that along and make it better, I think that's fantastic.
The commitment that you had and the attention to detail, not only in the book, and we have people that are weighing in saying, you know, I'm going to get this book. I'm talking to my dad about the soul care, you know, but your attention to detail, not only for the book, but also let's talk about the house. You had this upper floor. Mm-hmm. Talk about that amazing big space. What is it? A ballroom? Talk about that. Yeah.
It's a ballroom. So, and we had a couple parties, you know, before the renovation got heavy. So we had Christmas and we had New Year's and we had another Christmas. And it is just a wonderful space to get together. Yes. But one of the things that I noticed was that my parents kind of didn't want to, once they went down to go to the bathroom late at night, they didn't want to come back up and have fun with the rest of us.
Interesting. Because
that was a big issue. Now, one, I didn't have the bathroom working up there yet. There was a lot of renovation going on. But two, they've both had double knee replacements. So that's kind of a deal. Three stories in an old house is kind of a deal, right? So we're putting in this elevator, which is fantastic. We also put down a flooring material called Forbo Flotex. And it's not a carpet and it's not hard surface. It's got like a million fibers per square inch. And that helps substantially with the acoustics.
Yes.
We have that going in. And then Bose is helping us with the sound system because louder is not always better. We okay. know that. We know that. So all these little kinds of things that we're doing just to make, for me and my family, when we party together, you know, whether it be a graduation or a wedding or an anniversary, there's memories that are created. And I was at a conference the other day and they said, you know, it's about etching those memories into our mind, those good times.
That's awesome. That is so good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these questions. What makes you an expert on this topic? Like, give us some of your background, not only for you, but also for the mansion. I love both of this.
Well, I'd say probably, you know, my background is I grew up at, like I said, in this multi-generational kind of household where I had, you know, my kids had 6 great grandparents alive. There's a lot of people I know that have never really been around older people until they get old.
They're almost scared, right?
They're exactly right. So I saw that. I remember my one set of grandparents, like my grandma was riding a motorcycle. Her sister at our family reunion was 92 and got on the back of a motorcycle.
Wow.
You know, making those kinds of things. So there's that mentality. I think being a little bit more ethnic and close-knit, that helps. Sure. But also I'm a licensed interior designer. I'm an evidence-based healthcare designer. I was in-house at a hospital system and then at a senior living company, which we built 100 and some homes across the nation. So I did that. And then I started my own company 23 years ago, and I've done thousands of homes. And then I get a little obsessive on subjects, and I attend a lot of futurist events. And
yes,
I started
AI, artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And I started to look at it and I said, you know, there's so much stuff out there that can help us, but we're not looking at it in aging. We're just saying,
is it fear or money or both? Or what do you think?
I think it's ignorance. And I say that word nicely. To me, ignorance means you just don't know, you're not aware. So what I've seen is that the information is all decentralized. It you know, you have to go one place to get one thing. You go to Lowe's and Home Depot to get another. Like, this is for an example.
Okay.
Best Buy, or not Best Buy, let's not do Best Buy, let's do Target. Okay. Target has a section for babies, right? So if you're pregnant, you have babies, you go in, you see the baby section, and it's got bottles and it's got clothing and it's got furniture and it's got all kinds of stuff. It's got security cameras, all kinds of great things. Mm-hmm. So it's easy. Now imagine if you went into Target and as a stressed out new parent, you had to go to 10 different departments.
Oh, that's good.
That wouldn't make sense, right? But that's how we handle any kind of aging technology.
Interesting. It's almost like we're embarrassed to give the elders that section.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Instead of celebrating it, now I will say what Americans do is the media has not celebrated age. And if you look at any of the models, they'll say, you know, it's okay. Why do men age so well in movies? It's because they're allowed to age.
Interesting.
I was just watching America's Got Talent, and Heidi Klum was on there and somebody else. And I said to my husband, I'm like, look at them. They have none of these things that I have. And they're older than me. And he's like, they look great. And I said, but that's the problem. Is that an unrealistic standard? And, you know, women aren't allowed to age. We're not celebrating where the English, you know, really celebrate it. You know, other cultures really celebrate the lines and the wrinkles and the character
that
this life has created. So from a branding and store standpoint, until we start celebrating that and not making any embarrassment, you know, I want to go into one section and go, what can I buy for mom and dad or myself? Yeah. I don't. And because I'm not educated, it becomes really, really difficult. You know, so that's
a very practical analogy that media, number one, celebrates life and age. Number two, that we create essentially specific sections in our buying patterns.
Yep.
Wow. What else do you got here?
Well, you know, I think that when I wrote the book, it was all my friends that were like calling me. You know, I get probably, I don't know, 100 calls a month from friends going, hey, my dad just this happened. My this just happened. If I'm in an airport, what do you do? And I get talked to. Yes. So I'm like, what can I put in there? It might just be someone having memory issues. It could be you know what, I don't know what I can do. Well, there's all kinds of different ways you can live now. You don't have to be locked into something. I don't know what technology I could use. I don't know who I'm even supposed to talk to. I don't know the acronyms. I think
but it's a whole language.
It is. And the whole big thing was I sat with the head of AARP. And she said, I'm going through this with my mom, and I didn't realize how hard this is. And here's the key. It's not hard. What it is all the information is in, you know, these huge haystacks, and you're supposed to divvy it all out and find.
Interesting.
You know, and.
So that's where your book, I mean, that you're really saying what your vision is. Your vision is that it's a one-stop shop.
That's exactly
where you get exactly what you need. It's so is this more like, is it a story? Is it a resource? Both? What do you think?
A little bit of both, but I would say more of a resource. Boom is, you know, we've got, it's a decent sized book, right? Yeah. And I wrote it so that you could read whatever chapter you want and not felt like you were missing something.
Oh, that's good.
So that, because I hate that about books that, like, you know, it might be part resource and then I have to read this, you know, I have to read 50 pages or 100 pages to be able to understand what this chapter is about. No. Hive is a very easy read. It's very small. We put a bunch of that in there.
Yes.
And that's a story and helpful.
Multi-generational living.
Exactly. Boom really takes it. You want to know about pets? Great. Go to the pet chapter. You know, you don't want to know about pets? Skip it.
Oh, that's good.
It's
that's
not going to hurt you in any way.
So I'm sensing the theme, whether it's the store and you have a dedicated space.
Yeah.
You like the book with a dedicated space. I just like how your brain works because when we came down the ballroom to the staircase and we saw this amazing stair, you looked and you said, Carrie, the flowers and the pattern match the window. I mean, I was like, the way she thinks about space is the way I think about books.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well, it's all in the details, right? It's all in the details. I mean, just even the carpet going up the Grand Master staircase, and this is from, you know, 25 years of experience, but having the carpet runner inset 9 inches to get your 1 foot completely being able to be on wood and one on carpet so that you're not wobbling on the edge, those little tiny details. At the top of the staircase, I didn't wrap carpet because I want a contrast so that you know it's the top of the stairs. You know, there's all those little kinds of details.
Yeah.
From lighting in the door casing to help orient you in the middle of the night. I can't tell you how I've needed that in hotel rooms.
Oh, look at what Janine says. I'm an interior designer as well, and I think this will benefit my clients immensely.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Tell us a little history about the mansion, because I'm sensing, Lisa, that there's a whole business line here where it's like, the book plus the mansion, experiential trips. I mean, I don't know if that's even in your plans.
It is. Well, I'll tell you. You know, my intention is to Airbnb it. And so I want folks to be able to come and experience it with me. And so you want to spend the night, you want to try out the different tubs and the bidet toilets and the sense floor and all this stuff, you can try it out. It's not like you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's. And if your loved one is like my loved ones, where they would never go visit my senior living projects because they were scared we were going to trap them there.
It's like a stigma. It's a fear.
Oh my God. It's horrible. You could, I can actually have them at my house and then they're like, oh, okay. I can see, you know, I could do that bidet toilet seat. You know, I can try that out. I mean, it's one of those things, a lot of this technology.
Yeah.
You have to try it to understand it. Just like you said, you really didn't comprehend the house.
No.
Until, you know, you went through it. So there's that passive education that I'm trying to do.
That's so good.
But also, like, could I have a place where I could share it? And you could have, let's say it's a family reunion or a girls' weekend or whatever. And you didn't even know you were going to get educated, and it's the best time you ever had. And then I'm able to kind of dribble out a little bit of knowledge and help you in the future. I mean, that's a win.
I have a prediction that this Airbnb is going to be booked out a long time in advance You should maybe start selling nights now. But
start selling nights, yeah. My sister's already, can I have a yoga retreat there? And I'm like, yes, of course,
man.
I have a yoga retreat there.
Well, and let's talk about the area because, you know, people might not be familiar with Columbus. And then I think is it Bexley? Is it right across from, you know, I mean, do we disclose the location? I don't know. It's a secret.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not a secret. It's in Columbus, Ohio, across from Franklin Park Conservatory in Woodland Park. The really cool thing about it, the house took 7 years to build. And when it was built, the Model T wasn't even out yet. So 1908, the Model T came out. Tesla and Edison were battling over who got to put electric in cities when this
was
built. And yeah, and the people that built this house, the Werner family, they made it the most tricked out house for that time. They had indoor plumbing, they had telephones, and they had full electric. So, you know, and the actual neighborhood was touted as the neighborhood of the future from a technology standpoint.
Wow.
So we're just kind of bringing it back.
That's so cool. And I even love this part too. You blew my mind when you showed me the glass case and you showed the multiracial.
Yeah.
You know, because again, we hear stereotypes about, you know, we were so backwards back then and we had no racial conscience. You showed me a school picture. Talk a little bit about that. I mean,
I was blown away. I mean, the house, the house has not had treasure that you would think about. And like, I didn't find any gold or rings or anything like that. And trust me, I've looked for secret compartments. I've looked for all that. There's been nothing of that, even though I'm the sixth owner. It has been held in pristine. But what we did find buried behind rafters and different places, one was this, as you said, it was a class photograph from the Central Tennessee College of Pharmaceutical and Dentistry, I think. And the entire class was mixed, heavily black. It's 1893. There was a female, which just floored me. There was a female student. And then the faculty was mixed as well, was black and white. And I'm like, wait a second, this isn't the story that I was told, you know?
Yes.
I think this is wonderful. I think, you know, I think there's some things that need to be celebrated in that. I just thought this is just an incredible piece of history that I got given.
Oh yeah.
And I get to now showcase. And the house, you know, and its various owners were, you know, unbelievable people that had rich, rich lives. And I think that's how we want to live, right? You know,
oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. The
it's
last amazing. Thing that you want to do is somebody comes and goes through your house after you pass and you were inconsequential, you know,
yes.
You can tell that things happened. One, I didn't think, you know, that females were even allowed to go to school back in that day.
Yeah.
Nor would you have a mixed faculty of black and white. I mean, it was pretty tremendous.
It was mind blowing. What is your vision? I mean, I know you've been on CNN, CBS, Fox, NBC, Today Show, or Today in America, Terry Bradshaw. You're quoted in the New York Times. People can find you at lisamcinney.com. What do you want? I know you talked about your some of your friends who call you. Are you hoping that, you know, Gen Xers can care for their boomer parents? I mean, what's your vision?
It's small, but I basically want to change the world.
Yes.
So I really want to upside down how we view aging, how we view multi-generational. And it's not about longevity. So let me be very, very clear. A lot of people go, hey, I want to live till I'm X, Y, and Z, or I'm going to upload my brain, or I'm going to do this. I don't think anything matters if we're not connected and loving each other and growing. And if last year showed us anything, we are meant to be together. We are meant to be connected. We are meant to learn from each other. When my, you know, parents lived with us and my grandmother and my kids were in high school, everyone said, how does that go? And I said, well, it's a little bit like this. You know, my kids get the wisdom of their elders, and they get the long game. I'm freaking out that they got a C on a test or that they didn't win the soccer game and the recruiters were there. Those kinds of things, right? I'm short game with them, very pressure oriented. My parents, which are their grandparents, and their great grandmother is like, honey, there's going to be another boy that you're going to be able to date. There's going to be a lot more love in your life. Don't worry about that test. There's a long game.
The perspective.
Right. And on the opposite side, my mom put it best. She's like, when all the kids would come over that were friends, I said, Mom, does this really bother you? And she's like, no, it's like we're vampires. You know, we get to like suck up all the energy and be young again and be relevant, which is so powerful.
Well, this is amazing. I know you and I run in similar circles. You were part of Strategic Coach before I was. And you're part of, you know, Abundance and a Genius Network and all these things. We dropped in all your handles.
Okay, great.
People are incredibly fascinated, with you. And just like I was, I mean, you're not going to meet someone like Lisa every day. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. A little bit of crazy.
No. I'll tell you what, being with you and seeing the tour, I'm like, now I know why Lisa is the way she is. What makes her tick? And you need people like you in the world because you see things differently. Can you give a shout out to some of the brands? I mean, you've had some crazy brands.
I have. And so I want to say that, you know, this is about liberation. This is about moving people from fear to freedom, which is so critical for me. And I'm very blessed that not only other designers are helping me do this that are my competition, but they're helping me with this. But there's also these incredible brands like Shaw Flooring, Forbo, Bose, William Sonoma, Pottery Barn and West Elm, Contract, Heckman, Presolite. It just goes on and on and on. I'm very, very blessed that we're being able to do that. There's over 54 different partners that are helping me to make this happen. And Carrie, you know, I don't think it would have happened 10 years ago.
Why is that? Yeah.
The folks that are helping, that are making the decisions, are at the age where they're either facing this and having to make some decisions, or they're having to help out with their parents or loved ones.
It's become personal.
That's 100%. It has become personal. Ooh. And, you know, there was a survey done by IDEO that asked boomers how they thought about aging, and they would rather die than have someone take care of them.
Ooh.
So how do we transform that? Yeah. How do we move from fear to freedom? Well, I feel like it's you turn on the lights, you stop being ignorant, and you put the information in easy bite-sized things so that people can actually, you know, devour it and feel like they're not stupid. Like a lot of this stuff has been so academic talk that, you know, you can't understand it. I'm not a smart person. I just know a lot of smart people and I pull the information together.
Wow. Well, folks, at Igniting Souls, that is our passion. And I don't think we've ever had a interview like this where, you know, you're really talking about boomers becoming souls on fire and the caretakers. And I think it was a beautiful thing. Now I know a resource to hand people. Folks, a lot of people are doing family reunions this summer. They're back in connecting. We just had 4th of July. Get this book and gift it to someone who needs it, because I'll tell you what, you're going to save people a ton of questions, a ton of fear. And that's what you're really doing, is you're liberating people. So folks, give Lisa a shout out right here. I know the thing's blowing up. Tag a friend. We're going to put this in the podcast as well. Lisa, anything else that you'd like to say in conclusion?
I appreciate everyone so much. I'm absolutely crazy passionate about this, about changing the lives of everyone that's involved. It is not a singular issue. And share this. Thank you so much for being part of this. I can't just get the word out, you know.
Yes.
It's all about helping each other.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you, Lisa. And we are big fans of all you're doing. And folks, get that Airbnb booked, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a hot spot. All right.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference, designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.